Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The House of Representatives backed GOP Speaker Mike Johnson and cleared a hurdle, sending a $95 billion arms package to a possible final vote on Sunday. It was a rare bipartisan agreement in a sharply divided chamber. It couldn't have happened without cooperation at the top. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
It took bipartisan cooperation, led by Speaker Johnson on the other side of the aisle, to get us to a point, finally, where America's national security interests can be considered.
And the bill provides funding to rearm Israel and Ukraine. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker.
Some of my friends today want the United States to withdraw, to stay behind our own safe walls, as if that were possible.
Texas Republican Mike Burgess is a hard right member of the Tea Party, but he said the United States has no choice but to fund the wars.
So what happens if we don't do this today? Does it get better or worse for us down the road? Nobody knows the answer to that, but history tells us it is very likely to get worse.
And a coalition of human rights organizations is preparing to sail a flotilla of four ships to Gaza from Istanbul in coming days. The sea journey would challenge an Israeli enforced blockade of the Gaza Strip. One of the passengers is peace activist and retired FBI agent Colleen Rowley. She joins WBAI from Istanbul.
We're going to try to sail in 5,500 tons of food and humanitarian supplies and even medicine and anesthesia.
Rowley says, together with her husband, she's been protesting the genocide in Gaza since October, but the couple wanted to do more.
When this opportunity came up, we jumped at the chance because even though it's, you know, pretty perilous and even personally risky, and, you know, you try to think cost-benefit and everything else, but it's worth trying at this point because this is a genocide.
Rowley adds the group doesn't want to face the same fate as hundreds of aid workers killed by the Israeli armed forces in Gaza.
This is a group, oh my goodness, complete peaceful, given nonviolence training and absolutely no weapons. So if something would occur, oh my goodness, people have to know this is so, again, this is completely wrong, just like with those other aid workers.
Among participants are members of Code Pink, Doctors Without Borders, and the National Lawyers Guild. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives Education Committee grilled Columbia University President Manoush Shafik on charges of anti-Semitism at pro-Gaza protests. As she testified, scores of students erected a tent city on the university lawn on its Morningside Heights campus. Independent reporter Talia James was there.
The top brass went through, they entered into the encampment, kind of shouldered past some protesters who were standing there, and at that point, SRG started to flood into the encampment. They surrounded the students who, at that point, had sat down in a circle with their arms linked to one another, and they began singing and chanting. That's when they arrested 108 people, including legal observers.
Within a few hours, the school had been locked down to non-student visitors, and dozens of NYPD officers arrived. 100 protesters were arrested and tents thrown in a dumpster.
Basically just grabbing everything and throwing it into these wheelie bin dumpsters that they were seen prior to all of this carting around campus to pick up trash. Yeah, they took down all the tents and dumped them.
Students refused to back off after their tents were ripped down, and they entered another lawn nearby where another vigil began.
People began to flood into the other lawn, which is about 20 feet away from the lawn that they had taken over, and they started hopping the fence and taking over that lawn. There are no tents set up at that lawn, but there is now an active encampment that has been going for a full day.
Jane says that the students have added one more demand to their long list, amnesty for the students involved in the encampment.
Understanding that this is a peaceful protest, this is a, you know, an occupation demonstration in the middle of a green space that people don't have to go into, it's not disrupting anything, and that they are simply trying to advocate for what they believe in and that they don't mean any harm.
Independent reporter Talia Jane at Columbia University. Paul D'Arienzo, New York.